Medical information obtained from our website or on the live show is not intended to be a substitute for professional care. If you have, or you suspect you might, have an illness or other medical condition, you should consult a healthcare provider. The opinions expressed on this radio program are not necessarily those of the sports doctor, this radio show, or their sponsors.
Hey, everybody, welcome live from freezing Chicago. It's the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist, all things sports medicine, fitness, and wellness. Brought to you by Global Schoolwear, stylish school uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger, LER Magazine, Lower Extremity Review, celebrating their 15th year, the famous UK Health Radio, Populate, electronic medical records specifically for podiatry, and our newest supporter, Bill Crawford, Basic Training MedX in Scottsdale, Arizona. We've got a great doubleheader today. Dr. Ben Pearl is a podiatric physician and surgeon. He's the host of the popular podcast on YouTube, Fit Foot You. He returns along with Mary Leonard, the owner and president of the New York City's U.S. Athlete Training Center. She's a former dancer. Then the sports doctor's in with some Dr. Bob wisdom, the emails. Hey, Dr. Ben, welcome back to the Sports Doctor.
Hey, thanks for having me back, Bob.
Give us some background on yourself and your podcast and your educational side. Give us some background, Ben.
Well, like you, grew up as an active young person, did cross-country track in high school, and trained with the guys that did the soccer indoors in the winter, just to get some cross-discipline with some field sports. And started out in college as a walk-on track person at IU. Found that NCAA Big Ten competition was a little beyond my reach, and changed over to bike riding. Did a bike race out there called the Little 500. So that's my sports background, and then really learned, as we all do, from, you know, just the wealth of information you've been exposed to about as we age, the importance of weight training, and always had a passion for sports and wanting to keep people going. And that's why I went into podiatry, one of the fields where we have such an impact as kind of the primary care provider for the lower extremity in a lot of situations. Both with,
yes, you know, there's
sports medicine,
no doubt
and
about
things
it.
That crop up.
Yes, the addition of podiatry in all areas of sports medicine has exploded, even though it's still got a long way to go. And its inclusion in any serious sports team, whether it's on the professional level, the college level, the high school level, the role of the foot is so key in so many different areas. And, you know, educating the public, educating coaches. On the Sports Doctor, we spent decades concentrating on the youth sports parents. Let's just imagine that overzealous parent on the sideline, right, Dr. Ben, in one way or another. So podiatry, of course, is a great marriage. And weren't you famous for some of that cycling stuff that was going on in that great movie?
Well, my only claim to fame is I got to ride the race and really connected with some of the actors that were in the race, some of the extras, had them on my podcast.
What's the name of the movie, Ben? What was the movie?
The movie was in 1977. It's called Breaking Away.
That's great, great movie. Unbelievable.
Yep. Just a great story, and I was featured in a book recently on the movie in particular. There's been a book previously that focused more on the collegiate bike race. That's by Steve Basford, and I was able to connect him with a lot of the principles that...
Dr. Ben, I've been putting orthotics in bike riders' shoes for decades. Sometimes they didn't get it. It's all about alignment, you know, like we've talked about in so many different areas. And I know that you're involved with a popular podcast. You have a great time in a lot of different areas, but really very, very educational that your fit foot. You tell us a little bit about that podcast and your activity with that.
I try to reach both athletes and physicians and the layperson, as well as people that want to have more refined techniques and medical information. So it can appeal to both. There's some stuff in some of the podcasts that's going to go above people's heads that might be a layperson, but there's something for everybody in each podcast. So I try to make sure that I have information that is within grasp, and by getting all the disciplines of both participants, coaches, physicians that are treating, physical therapists, we've had athletic trainers. So we try to reach the whole cycle of the sports.
Yes, I've joined you before. You know, you and I, we trade radio shows, but, you know,
that's
again,
right.
It's again like the sports doctor, where my umbrella of topics, we talk so much of the mental game. We talk concussions. We talk about all aspects of sports and the factor, again, in the pressure on youth sports. And again, when you're working with families, when you're working with coaches and athletes, then the pressure's always on. And many times the more talented that son or daughter, sometimes we see the more pressure to play hurt, try to push through, live on medicine. So these challenges are never ending. And you touch on a lot of those topics, don't you?
Yeah, and I want to just give a little patient layperson awareness for things that crop up that are unusual. And this is a situation that happened in my family personally. My son's very active, and like a lot of college kids, he was exposed to recently the Epstein-Barr virus, mono, as it's commonly known. And he ended up with a latent or residual muscle weakness. We're talking 7 months. So we just, after doing a series of tests with MRI to look at his lumbar spine, his brain, and also getting some nerve conduction studies, which measure the activity
of
the muscles.
Mono beats you up. You know, we've seen episodes, whether it's long COVID, but mono, again, can have serious consequences, or it can lag on somebody. And, you know, hopefully he's improving and doing well, and it's not easy to identify and how it can affect so many different areas when you're talking about, let alone the insurance world when it comes to
I'll touch briefly just on that and encapsulate it. So if you're latent with, let's say, long COVID or mono or some other potential autoimmune thing, in other words, the body's reacting to the virus, and it is kind of shutting down a little bit the nerve pathway, sometimes at a very discrete level. So there are things out there that are available besides just the diet, trying to go to physical therapy to maximize the muscle strength that you still have and optimize that. There are now things like immune therapy, where people are getting plasma exchange or IgG.
That was my topic last week with one of our international experts, autoimmune, that whole phenomenon, and the kinds of symptoms that are had sometimes that hang on. I had a top pickleball player, longtime athlete, NCAA champion years ago as a gymnast, and his plantar fasciitis of his foot, because he had two or three episodes of COVID, it just threw him for a tremendous loop, physically and mentally, because it wouldn't heal and it was so resistant and it was so aggravating. So there's so many different areas that many times, you know, become very, very important, you know, whether you are the coach of that particular athlete, whether you're the family, again, or you're the athlete themselves. Sometimes it's just as simple, Dr. Ben, as saying, hey, are you in the right shoe for your foot type? What about that, coach? You know, talk a little bit, Dr. Ben. I know that you're very involved in some of these American Academy of Podiatric Sports Medicine, podiatry oriented. I know you've got a couple of programs coming up, don't you?
Yeah. So to your point about getting the proper shoe for you, you might hear something about, for instance, a Hoka or the new Brooks ghost mask.
Yeah, go get your slip-ins. Go get your slip-ins, Ben.
Yeah. So at any rate, we are having a summit, a biomechanics summit with a couple of the shoe vendors. It'll be virtual. It's March 25th of 2025 here. So it's coming up in about a month and a half.
New Balance was a long time sponsor on the Sports Doctor years ago. It was another, one of the many, many brands. And again, sometimes, when people would have all those questions, because the shoe styles and brands, sometimes they change like car styles every year. So when people are trying to keep up with situations, it's amazing with all that hoopla, 50% of the population doesn't even get fit properly, do they, Dr. Ben?
Well, and I'm glad you brought that up. So making sure that the last is correct for your foot. Some people have a foot that's more of a European foot, a more narrow foot. Some people are going to have what used to be called more of an Egyptian or wide foot. So there's different lasts that can fit more properly. And moreover, some people need a little bit more of a rocker. They might have a four-foot issue where if we imagine a rocking chair, the apex being the center of the rocker, you're now transmitting some of the pressure to the middle of the foot and off the ball of the foot, as an example, if you're having neuromas.
In English, somebody's got high arches on the left and somebody's got flat feet on the right. There's dramatically different body mechanics. What's the best site then to find out about you and your work, or your YouTube, the Fit Foot? What's the best place to go to find out about those episodes?
So you can go to my YouTube channel, Dr. Ben Pearl, and if there is more interest in for physicians or even the layperson that really wants to take a deeper dive, go to the American Academy of Podiatric Sports Medicine, and they will have the registration information for the March 25th Biomechanics Summit, and it's open to both physicians and coaches and athletes alike.
Yes, it always makes so much sense, the idea of sports podiatry, which was combining not only the all aspects of the role of the foot, whether it's surgical, whether it is the biomechanical. People would ask all the time on the area of the foot mechanics, does my son a daughter, or do I need orthotics? Do I need orthotics? And I would say to them, let's use a better term, whether you'd benefit. And when done properly, almost always, posturally or the problem itself, your feet, ankles, knees, back, orthotics are helpful in so many instances. And that's a word we continue to have to get out in our world, don't we, Dr. Ben?
Absolutely. And sometimes you can get an appropriate first-line therapy with a decent sport insole. But sometimes, and I'll give you an example of a patient I saw the other day, they had problems on the outside. There's a little styloid process on the outside of their fifth metatarsal, and also just a little outcropping of bone, and then a little bit on the midfoot.
Yeah, like a bump. Got a bump.
There's a little bump on that styloid process, and even on a little bit lower on the ankle, on that area as well. So they were riding a little bit the outside, because even though their foot was collapsing in, they also had bowing. And so their foot was kind of turning in as it met the lower part of the foot. But then once the foot was grounded, it flattened out. So it was kind of like a nutcracker effect. And so not only did we add support, but we also added what we call a lateral flare in the outside.
We do that in figure skating all the time. In the world of figure skating, where I've been putting orthotics in figure skates for decades, some of the best in the world, we might have to have the bootmaker punch out an area. But the idea of any kind of excessive rotation of those areas, aggravates that bump, whether it's on the outside of the foot and or the inside. You've also been involved in a lot of different therapy modalities, I know. We wanted to mention that you've had great success with the electric therapy and other kinds of physical therapy, Dr. Ben.
Yes, and I'm currently doing an investigational review board, a controlled study. We haven't started admissions for the study yet, because we're still waiting for the final process whereby there's a neutral body that reviews these studies and makes sure that it's done in the interest of the patient and that the arms are
set
up correctly.
What are you studying?
Correctly.
What modality?
Yeah, we're looking
what
at a growth, anomaly in kids called Sievers disease, which people commonly know. It's on the backside of the heel where you have that
It's a terrible term. It should be Sievers syndrome. It's not a disease. When am I going to get these people to change it?
And really, it's a growth plate disorder more than anything. So I think when people understand that this is a phase of growth, and the interesting thing that I learned recently is there's a relative softening of the bone at that growth plate during that particular time. So you're more susceptible for shifting.
Well,
of that
that's why
plate.
We argue against cleats with kids, especially in soccer. They got cleats right under the growth center. Almost always the foot mechanics, excessive rotation aggravates it. And that's why we've been used orthotics successfully for decades for these kids. When it's persistent or recurrent, involving that particular growth area, and that doesn't become solid till what kind of adolescence, right?
Yeah, usually 12 to 14 in boys. In growth times, we're more a little bit earlier, 10 to 12 is usually the time frame for solidifying.
Yeah, so we tell our young little leaguers and soccer parents to say, get out of the cleats, use a multi-nub shoe so you don't have cleats right under the growth centers of the heel or the ball or the foot. I bet you as a soccer player, you probably were in cleats who knows how early, right, Dr. Ben?
Well, and what I've, you know, for my own knee issues, and I vary the cleats with the turf and how my knee might be feeling at the time. So
I know you did a great article on that whole area of cleats and the importance of all those areas. Can people access that article through your website?
Yes, if they go to arthritisankle.com, we have a resource page for the articles, and you can pull up the PDF.
It's such a big topic, cleats, and so many different areas,
it's one area where I think people are so interested in just performance that they don't always think about having enough cushioning, having a more protective area right under the big toe. So those are areas where hopefully the sports shoe footwear industry will glom onto and try to address.
Oh, yes. My last feature article in Lower Extremity Review was Socks Matter. We've had a lot of attention besides my Cheech and Chong socks. We've had a lot of attention to, again, padding and different materials to help support control some areas of the foot. So that's another area that we really want to pay attention to. I knew the time would fly with my friend, Dr. Ben Pearl. Ben, give us the information areas people could find out about your YouTube and your programs.
Yeah, one more time. If you go to YouTube and look for Dr. Ben Pearl, and that's the channel, and then the Fitfoot U podcast is there. And you can also go to Spotify and also go to Fitfoot U and
great.
You'll find that podcast.
All right. Great, Ben. Thank you so much. Hold on. We'll be right back, everybody. It's the Sports Doctor. Hey, everybody. It's Dr. Bob Weil, a sports doctor. I'm excited to announce the release of my new book, co-written with Sharky Zartman, hashtag Hey Sports Parents, an essential guide for any parent with a child in sports. You know, Sharky is a former Hall of Fame volleyball player. She's the mom of two daughters who became Division I volleyball players. Together, we have over 70 years of combined youth sports experience. The goal of the book? Give you the essential tools and guidance to make your experience as a sports parent the best it could be. Hashtag Hey Sports Parents is divided into four sections. The first section, Sports Parenting 101. Sharky talks everything about parenting, about coaching, that whole interaction between parents and coaches, coaching your own kid. What are the things to really pay attention to? The second section is the Sports Doctor's In, yours truly. My discussion of injury prevention and treatment, choosing the best shoes, youth sports and drugs, essential exercises, The Dilemma of Youth Football, Orthotics, third section, Experts Speak Out. We bring together eight different experts in nutrition and sports performance and mental training in all aspects of coaching in that section. The last section is the Parents' Perspective, some insights from about a half a dozen parents of athletes. So everyone, hey, get out your megaphone, spread the word. Now available on Amazon. Order now. You'll be more confident. So will your young athlete. Hashtag, hey sports parents. Hey, it's Dr. Bob. School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger is setting a new standard within the school uniform market. More schools are understanding the value that uniforms provide, school pride and identification being one of them. Another is the well-recognized reduction of student pressure to keep up with classmates in the real world of what to wear each day to school. School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger provides amazing quality and value to its partner schools and families. It is truly the first brand in this market that students are excited about wearing. Go to the website, globalschoolwear.com. Hey, Scottsdale residents and visitors, longtime health and fitness gym owners, Bill and Debbie Crawford at Basic Training MedX Fitness and Strength Training Center. Bill is a National Fitness Hall of Fame and Lifetime Achievement Award recipient, offers world-class personal training for superstars to grandmas. For decades, Bill has been a leader in fitness and wellness training with a state-of-the-art facility and internationally respected knowledge and consultation. One of the original facilities with Nautilus and MedX equipment and knowledge, Bill Crawford's basic training sets a high standard. Go to basictrainingscottsdale.com. Hey, everybody, we are back live from freezing Chicago. I'm Dr. Bob Wild, sports podiatrist. It's the sports doctor. We want to welcome back Mary Leonard. She is the owner and president of New York City's U.S. Athletic Training Center. She's a former dancer herself. Mary, welcome back to the sports doctor.
Well, thank you very much for having me. Be great.
Give us some background, Mary, on yourself and the training center.
Well, the training center has been there for 30 years at that particular address at 515 Madison Avenue at 53rd Street. And we opened it in order to treat athletes, of course, but also to give the same care to regular people as you would get in an athletic setting, you know, for athletes. So we try to treat everybody as if they were an athlete.
Gosh, you've been around almost as long as the Sports Doctor radio show, you know?
That's
and,
right.
Of course, your excellent therapist, Dr. Gary Guerrero, who's been a guest on the show, talking about, you know, working with from superstars to grandmas in many, many instances. Now, your background, right, as a dancer, And again, some of the best athletes I've seen in sports medicine, the dancers. How did that steer you towards getting involved in the therapy and the rehab world or high performance world?
Yes, I grew up in a house. My father was a college football player, and I had an uncle that was actually a 14-time national champion. And there was always weights around and things, you know, things were talked about a lot.
What was he a national champion in? What was his sport?
His sport was swimming, but when he got older, he was a thrower because my father was a thrower also in addition to football, and he taught him how to throw, and he was the world champion until he was 75.
What did he throw, the discus or the hammer?
He threw the hammer.
Wow. Yeah. That's an explosive sport.
Yes, it is. And I have four older brothers. And I was a competitive swimmer when I was little, but I took a few dance lessons and I always really loved it. And when I was 15 years old.
How'd those brothers treat you in your athletic stuff, Mary?
Like I was a boy.
Yeah.
Yeah, very much so. And when I was 15 years old, my music teacher asked my parents if she could bring me to see Rudolf Nureyev and Margaret Fonteyn in Sleeping Beauty. And my parents said,
and that
yes,
did it.
First, you know what it was? It was like, I looked at Rudolf Nureyev and he was so beautiful. I was 15 and I was said, I think I want to go into dancing because I wanted to have somebody like that be my boyfriend. I mean, fat chance, but you know,
that makes a lot of sense.
I was 15 years old. Yeah. But I, you know, I was just enthralled with him and she was amazing. And, as the years went on, I kept on taking classes myself and going into the city. And, in
were
college,
you in the ballet
continued...
side or the, what
no,
type
no, no,
of
no.
dance did you concentrate in? Was it ballroom?
No, no, not ballroom. I took ballet every day, but they called it jazz dancing in those days. Today they call it theater jazz.
Yes.
And so it was really like Broadway style dancing, but I did take ballet every day because you have to take ballet in order to really do,
you know,
everything.
It's interesting. It's, one of our longtime guests, Gina Pongetti, sports medicine. She's worked with the Olympic level as a gymnast for years, but she's also been involved in the Chicago area with exactly that whole arts world, the theater mm-hmm. world, where the, you know, when you're talking about these dancers and these people on stage, it's such tremendous physical demand to keep these people healthy day after day. And it's interesting how you probably got involved into that side also.
Yes, because I actually know people in the theater from being in it. And while I was dancing, I continued my education and that I got a master's in a thing called movement sciences, which is really teaching dance, but they call it movement sciences. And so that helped in teaching, but I don't train the big 270, 300 pound, you know, athletes anymore, but I do train people in the theater because a lot of them are not that heavy. And, you know, I try to stick with older people now. And, because one of my clients in particular is a pretty famous in the Broadway circuit. Her name is Luba Mason. And she said every time she trained with somebody, they would hurt her because she looks in
that's a big
tremendous
point.
Condition.
Yes. That's a big point. Yeah. Well, the high level of sports, whether it's dance or figure skating, whatever the sport is, it's a fine line. And the goal, of course, in all of what we do is, number one, try to prevent problems. And then when indicated, enhancing performance. And sometimes it's, again, it's a big problem in youth sports and in all areas, especially on the women's side also. Overkill.
Yes.
Too much.
Yes.
Too aggressive.
Too much.
And we're always, you know, rest and relaxation is one of the most important areas of sports medicine. I know that you pay big attention to that.
Yes, it has to happen. And your workouts, because I am a private trainer, have to really adjust to people's, you know, people have injuries they have to take care of, and you can't, you know, you don't want to re-injure them, but they have to stay in shape for
are you seeing pickleball players up the kazoo? It's interesting. You know, Mary, I wrote an article for Lower Extremity Review magazine in 2021. It was titled Pickleball is Physical, and nobody knew what pickleball was, even medically. It became a sport that where people just jumped in and there was no way they were ready for this kind of activity. And I know that you like to specialize in the aging gracefully and paying attention to staying out of trouble. Are you dealing with your share of pickleball?
You know, I have to say, no, we're not. We really
have. Oh, good.
Skiers and, you know, runners and different other sports, gymnastics. I'm trying to think of everybody there. But
what age groups do you work with besides the senior side? Gary at the what ages with the because we talk about facilities like yours for talented youngsters for their parents to really pay big attention to. And what kind of ages do you include at the training center?
You know, we always say 4 to 84, but I would like to push that to maybe 4 to 90, because we've had very young children that are, their parents are athletes and they want their child to get great care. So they bring them in. And then as the children progress in their sports, once the parents find us, they're very devoted. sometimes it's the parents that come first and get over their injury, and then when they have children, they bring them in also. If they're very
grandmothers, you know, like our colleague Noah Perlis, the guy in his late 70s is a sprinting champion.
He's amazing.
Yes. And this is an area. I just sent him an article about the 104-year-old woman who set the world record. I think it was in the 100-yard dash.
Yeah.
And did you? Yes. So,
yes, I did.
Again,
yeah.
You know, the 80s, the new 60, 70s, the new 50, paying big attention to all of these age groups, but you mentioned something very, very important. And when I had Gary on, we talked about it a lot because we concentrate on the sports doctor with youth athletics and these challenges of coaches and parents. You know, that's why I ask people like yourself, when you do include children and families of these right. athletes or active people, I always ask you how your sports psychology skills are, Mary.
Well, we did
How's
have
that going?
Take psychology. Yeah, it's pretty good. My sports psychology is pretty good because you have to keep people interested and awake and excited about their workout, but you can't give them so much that it becomes hurtful to their body. For instance,
it's not
on
enjoyable.
Instagram,
if it ain't enjoyable, they ain't going to do it. What's the site, the best site people could find out about the training center?
It's USATC.com. And then okay. our Instagram is USATC_NYC.
You know, it's interesting, Mary, you talk about 30 years ago. We talk about that kind of time when things like the mental side of sports, mm-hmm. Many times the communication with coaches, parents, et cetera, let alone the holistic side, things from acupuncture to even yoga, other areas.
Right.
A lot of athletes thought it was voodoo and or
right.
sports parents and or doctors who were involved.
Yes.
And we've come a long, long way, baby. But the challenge is really still there in the area of the interaction of medicine and, you know, the therapy side, the athletic training side. How's your relationships, you and Gary, with the different areas of whether it's medical side and or the community side regarding, again, the two things we talked about, whether it's preventing problems or enhancing performance?
Gary,
how's those relationships going?
They're good. I mean, because Gary knows the body so well, we call him the body detective. He goes through a body and detects where there is a weakness. And what we try to do is improve that area, but also improve the whole body, but special attention to the injury or where their weaknesses are.
Yeah, Gary involved in high
And because
in
of his background.
Are you guys involved in the high school and college age, male and female?
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, we're not affiliated with a team, but we see many high school and college athletes.
Oh, that was Bob Dyer's famous point here in Chicago at the famous Sports Fitness Institute where 40 years ago I met Guida, the late, great Bob Guida. And he didn't mm-hmm. affiliate with any team. So whether we saw the tennis world, the Bears, the Cubs, the White Sox, and it was like that allowed that type of expertise. Again, and back then, things like performance training and some of these other things, rest and recovery, were like real challenges. So again, when you're working with a young boy or girl, and I'm sure that the sports you deal with probably run the gamut.
They do. Very much so. I mean, everything. I know Gary was, you know, worked for the Knicks and the New York Rangers for a long time, and then
That's why I asked
the Olympics
him, you know,
and all that. Yeah.
We'll have to find out the date of the show. It wasn't all that long ago, a year or so ago, maybe Gary was on the Sports Doctor, and he had some great
right.
stories, and we talked about at that level, the pressures are huge. What do you mean, Gary?
Really
you
are.
Told me I'm going to be better already, you know, and or the owner of the team or these other kinds of pressures. This is why there's a nightmare between, you know, drugs and sports at the highest level in many instances. So Gary has had great experience that he could share with a lot of these families and coaches, as well as yourself, to try to come up with a sensible way to add the strengthening on the side. We would recommend to these young figure skaters and gymnasts, absolutely, they work with a group like yours to try to keep as fit as possible when their schedules are impossible.
Oh, the high school, especially, I think they're the busiest people in the world.
Yes. Because we're going to talk more about it. I know the time would fly, Mary. We're going to talk more about all of this. Again, talking with Mary, who's the president, owner of the U.S. Athletic Training Center. We'll be right back, everybody. It's Sports Doc. Hey, everybody. Dr. Bob here. LER, Lower Extremity Review Magazine, is celebrating their 10th anniversary. It's been a decade of providing key clinical and practical information about concerns, conditions, and treatment solutions for the lower extremity, both sports and non-sports alike. LER is the only multidisciplinary publication for doctors of all specialties, educators, therapists, and trainers. They inform practitioners on current developments in the diagnosis, treatment, and prevention of lower extremity injuries. LER prides itself on editorial integrity and evidence-based content. Their tagline, collaborative care for better outcomes, says it all. Hey, colleagues, go to lermagazine.com. Hey, podiatrist, is your EMR system slowing you down? Upgrade to Populate, the artificial intelligence-powered electronic medical records for podiatry practices. With an easy-to-use interface and simple workflows, you'll spend 40% less time in your EMR while collecting 10% more. Switching to Populate is simple. With their top-tier support, visit PopulateEMR.com today. Start enjoying medicine again. PopulateEMR.com. Hey, everybody, we're back. It's the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Wild, sports podiatrist. We're talking with Mary Leonard, the owner and president in New York City of the U.S. Athletic Training Center. I've been there for decades when a lot of these things we talk about were really, really getting started, the whole area of working with some of these coaches and or parents, great athletes, young athletes. Gary's situation with the professional teams in so many areas. And, you know, before we had the break, Mary, we talked about the high school world, you know, the scholarship side of things, the pressure on some of these kids and parents, the doctors getting mixed in. I won't ask you about the insurance companies, but the interaction again, so that you can be able to add some great knowledge and information for these, whether it's coaches or teams. How are those interactions at the high school and college level as you see it?
The interactions with the coaches and the parents and the...
Yes, the whole communication necessity of these communities paying attention when you're dealing with these, again, whether it's the high school athlete in different sports and the idea of, you know, trying to prevent injuries as best we can, working with the athletic trainers and those kind of communications.
Right. Now, sometimes coaches will bring athletes in from outside of New York. There's one coach in particular, Bobby Gordon, who's a running coach in New Jersey, and he really cares about his athletes. So he brings them in to see Gary. They get evaluated. They might get a training program. And then Gary sometimes sees people down in New Jersey. But, you know, he really is a great coach. And some coaches are just kind of crazy, I guess you would say. You know, a little bit too
much.
Well,
again, but you have these kinds of situations, these alliances, again, where I've seen people and coaches, whatever, in volleyball from 35 years ago. When we put these USA players in orthotics, now I'm putting their mother-in-laws. North side.
Yeah, I know.
You know, paying attention to all these areas. So the kind of alliances that you build over this amount of time, especially with someone like Gary, he's worked with professional teams. And so including that population makes everything you do so important and exciting to so many situations. Because, again, you're an educator, and the idea of being, whether you're working in the arts or whether you're working on a team, whether you're going to be working with a school district or, a situation. And I know, you know, our colleague, Noah Perlis has got himself involved up to his ears with this, New York, I call it Broadway, with the New York FM right. station that's going to have a lot of mixture of the arts and sports medicine and health and wellness.
Yes.
And again, looking for so many different hosts in so many areas because, you know, the New York area, the famous station, I think it goes way, way back with some of their music. And Noah's been involved with the sports doctor, gosh, for X amount of years. The man's got orthotics in his racing shoes. You know what I mean? We were talking about before.
Because he knows what he's doing. Yes.
Exactly. So you're going to have mm-hmm. these kinds of people who will come to visit in order to be able to get your expertise, Gary's expertise. That's, you know, what it's all about. And also being able to help these different areas, you know, whether it's the Park District with their attention to, again, you got pickleball players and runners and other athletes who are 50, 60, 70 years old, and they're trying desperately. Is this too late for their New Year's resolutions, Mary?
I we do have people that are older that are athletes, but we have a lot of young ones too, I have to say. So the older ones are a little, you have to be a little more careful with them. And I myself am an example. I know I've been active my whole life, and I cannot do what I used to do. For instance, there was a company called the American Dance Machine a long time ago that I worked with, and there's a new one, the American Dance Machine 20th Century, or I forget what the other part of it is, but people say, why don't you just go in and take the warm-up with them? And I always say to them, I'll be in the hospital if I take that warm-up.
Right.
Because I was 25 years old, 23 years old doing that, and now I'm way past that, and it would just be so injurious to me. And at the time, it just built me stronger and stronger.
This was like I would see every aerobics dancing instructor in the area because of knee problems, these women, and I'm a foot specialist because of, again, right. that high step and whatever, and the Jane Fonda, and the more is better, and the more is better. And again, we've come a long, long way in being able to exercise, you know, safely. The idea yes. is find what you really enjoy, whether it's yoga, but you need proper technique.
And you really
need
do.
You need good sense, and you need to mix in all the things. I know you pay attention to somebody's mental side. You pay big mm-hmm. attention to the nutrition side. This is all part of this whole lifestyle. Whatever that individual's sport happens to be, you mix a lot of that in, don't you?
Yes. And, Bob, you know, the point I was trying to get to before is sometimes people want to train, but they want this exciting training session, you know. But people that are educated in the body business, or they have been athletes, know that you can't, you know, Rome wasn't built in a day. So you really have to, I say to people, it's not going to be exciting in the beginning because I have to lay down your baseline strength, and then we will build from there and get fancy. But you can't go in there and think that you're going to be like the person on Instagram that's doing these amazing things right away, because it takes yeah. a lot of training, a lot of stretching, a lot of strengthening, a lot of care to get that far. And everybody wants an exciting lesson, but it takes a while to be able to really make things fancy. And I do incorporate isolation dance exercise with a number of people that I train, because yeah. I think it's just something that enhances the body. So you're not training forward and back, side to side. Yeah. You have all the diagonals that are
exactly.
in the body, because the body
all
consists
of all
these.
Again, I throw my pearl into the sports doctor, which is why I wrote the a chapter in the book, hashtag Hey Sports Parents, where I talked about two essential exercises to be included. And one mm-hmm. was strengthen your feet and ankles. I don't care what your sport is. I don't care what your age is. I don't care what your level is. And second, work balance. And incorporate those
Correct.
Two areas into whatever else you happen to be doing, and doing these things safely. And I guess, again, this is part of the educational side of who you might be working with. I like the term you said, where you could get fancy. include getting fancy, because that's an upper, and that makes you feel good
yes,
about what you might
you
be doing.
Good.
Yes.
But you have to suffer kind of. And, you know, Bob, what you're saying about your feet, I mean, that goes for people that are not even just living, like the life
exactly.
Olympics, I call it. If your feet don't feel good, you're done. So I think the feet and the balance training, especially when people get older, that is so key to really having a good life.
And then, again, there's the main point. The feet affect everything above. Any persistent postural problem, giving myself a little pat on the back here, whether it's low back, knees, hips, when it's persistent, almost always it's foot-related. I knew the time would fly. Mary, give the site people find out about you, the center, and everything you guys are doing.
Okay, well, the website for the business is usatc.com, and the Instagram is usatc_NYC for New York City.
Fantastic. Thank you so much. We'll be looking for you on Broadway sometime in the future.
Okay.
Hold on a second,
thanks,
Mary. We'll be right back, Mary. Hold on.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Apples and pears. Beef and Skittles, cider with Rosie, common or garden, Ant and Deck, fish and chips, Mum and Dad.
UK Health Radio and Health Triangle magazine. Each is good by itself, but enjoying both is always better. Add Health Triangle magazine to your monthly health regime. Check it out at ukhealthradio.com.
Strawberries and cream.
A cancer diagnosis can be scary and stressful for everyone involved. Hello Love is a contemporary living space and well-being center in central London where anyone can come and learn about illness prevention and non-toxic practice. Inside, you will find a vegan restaurant, juice bar, and holistic dojo that encourage lifestyle changes to help heal mind, body, and spirit connection. Cancer patients are offered free sessions. To find out more, please visit us at hellolove.org.
The station that makes you feel good. UK Health Radio. The station that makes you feel good.
Nature's Medicine for Modern Living. A people and plants dialogue hosted by Sophie.Health. At Sophie, we bring together experts and voices who rarely cross paths. Our quest is to illuminate the ancient world of plant medicine and reimagine it for the connected age. Join us to explore new boundaries of digital personalized medicine with deep roots in the natural world and hear from our community of international pioneers who are validating this new paradigm and improving how we feel, sleep, and cope with daily stresses naturally. Sophie.Health, reconnecting people and plants.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Hey, it's Dr. Bob. School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger is setting a new standard within the school uniform market. More schools are understanding the value that uniforms provide, school pride and identification being one of them. Another is the well-recognized reduction of student pressure to keep up with classmates in the real world of what to wear each day to school. School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger provides amazing quality and value to its partner schools and families. It is truly the first brand in this market that students are excited about wearing. Go to the website. GlobalSchoolWear.com. GlobalSchoolWear.com. Here's in segment where we preview some upcoming topics and guests. Always use, you know, great guests one after another on the Sports Doctor. We do add a little bit of Dr. Bob wisdom to the mix. And then I answer a few emails as we go forward. Great show next week. You know, the great Jack LaLanne, one of the pioneers in all areas of exercise. There's a movie coming out about him. The books have been written. He had his 98-year-old wife, Elaine LaLanne. She was on old Christmas Day. The grandnephew, Chris LaLanne, following in his great uncle's footsteps, will be joining us. And then Joe Chura, who is the founder of Go Brewing. It's an explosive non-alcohol beer situation that he's got going out of the Naperville, Illinois area. And Joe launched the whole idea with us on the Sports Doctor. Gosh, I think it was a year or two ago when he came on the work they were doing with the police department in Naperville. Great show. Following week, the whole area of the mastermind, mental game, Dominic Fidelli, who is the founder of this mastermind group, will be joining us. And I'm hoping that Joe Franco will come back. Joe's numerous guests as he's been putting together the soon-to-be-released documentary Where Our Children Play, The Challenge of Sports Medicine, yours truly. It's had a lot to do with that program. Hopefully it happens in 2025. Little Dr. Bob Wisdom. Hey, the new medicine, everybody. This is what we talk about all the time. The new medicine. Number one, eat smarter. Whatever your sport, whatever your level, whatever your lifestyle, eat smarter. Pay attention to the importance of nutrition. It's such a big deal. Let's not use the word diet. Eat smarter. Number two, keep moving. There's a myriad of activities. Walking, yoga, weightlifting, going to the gym, running, so many different activities that people enjoy, swimming, but include one of them in new medicine. Number one, eat smarter. Number two, keep moving. Number three, reduce stress. Pay attention to rest and recovery. You want to look at meditation. You want to look at relaxation, various ways to calm down, to really pay attention to what we call on the Sports Doctor all the time, the mental game. You know, whether I'm talking to the best athlete in the world, his coach, his athletic trainer, and or this young superstar, the mental game is such a big deal. Mental health, such a big deal. You know, Simone Biles, the greatest gymnast ever, talking about her challenges last Olympics. The great Michael Phelps actually is involved with a whole mental health area. We flew by. Let's see. Hey, you know, Rich, he mentioned it. Soccer player, young son, constant heel problems, that big growth center. See podiatry. Get out of cleats. Everybody, the book, hashtag, hey, sports parent. Fun with the Run With It, that great monthly show with Christine Blanchet out of British Columbia. The tennis world, how's your racket? With the great Lou Vickery, all these things exciting. My website, thesportsdoctorradio.com. thesportsdoctorradio.com. See ya!